With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Livestock producers are heading into 2018 with both increasing production and demand. However, exports are critical to keeping that trend moving. Mike Cizzolo of the Global Community Analytics says, for beef producers, the path of least resistance for market prices is lower.
Watch for a pulling ahead of supply in terms of the Southern Plains and the Central Plains weather. We could have one of the worst droughts set up going into springtime. And if we do, once the hay runs out, we're probably going to start to see a lot more feeders move into feedlots and go after that cheap corn. And that means we absolutely have to hold on to strong beef exports in order to just sustain price levels.
Meanwhile, he says the North American Free Trade Agreement is a wild card for the market.
Given the amount of beef and feeders and live cattle that we bring in from Canada and Mexico, I could make a very bullish price rally type scenario if NAFTA would go away when it comes to the cattle and the beef, because we would have a really tight supply and it could really affect our retail markets. So that's one thing that is a wild card, that if I'm wrong about NAFTA, it may show up a lot more in the livestock markets than the grain.
The Department of Agriculture for 2018 is predicting for red meat, poultry, eggs, and milk, mostly year-over-year production increases with lower prices. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.